from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
And Bucks.
Wisconsin Sports Daily with Sparky. Weekday afternoons from 2 to 5 on WSSP Milwaukee, 1250 AM, The Fan.
Some shows talk about one team.
Other shows barely talk sports. This show
will talk Packers, yeah! Brewers, yeah! And Bucks.
Yeah! Every day. This show will talk sports every day.
It's Wisconsin Sports Daily
with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer
on 1250 AM, The Fan. Get ready to go, 'cause it's time
again. It is Friday, and we are here. Let's make it a good Friday. Let's end this strong on the way to the weekend. So check this out. I told you before, maybe it was yesterday, I said it. So I've been hosting yesterday, today, and I'm going to do it on Monday and Tuesday too. I fill in for an afternoon show in Memphis, ESPN Memphis, the Gabe Kuhn show. And he was a former offensive lineman for Memphis. And very popular down in the city of Memphis. So he is off for the next few days. Now, prior to me being back on the air, it wasn't a big deal. Then an afternoon show, fine. I do the afternoon show. We do it live. All good. Well, because of this situation now with me being on the air, we have to record it ahead of time. So I was talking to the producer, Connor. They have a thing that they call Porch Fest. Porch Fest. And it's going on, I think he said it's tomorrow night. And apparently, what happens is there's a section of town or whatever, and these people allow bands to set up like on their porches or whatever and play music. And like, it's just one big party with like different houses having different bands and stuff going on in their front yards or whatever. People are partying and doing their thing. Doesn't that sound cool, man?
That sounds like so much fun. Right? I'm definitely down for that.
And I was like, hey, man, I said, when you do this, you need to send me a video. I want to see what this looks like, because it sounds like a great concept. He said last year was the first year for it. It sounds like something cool that you could do for like a block party, right? So if you have like, if you have a long stretch of like 2 or 3 blocks together, because you know, like sometimes for Halloween, people will block off their streets and everybody gets really into it and people are walking in the streets, trick-or-treating and all that stuff. We do that down in the There's a neighborhood down by Bayview that does that, that we go to every year to do trick-or-treating. Do the same thing, and you have your own little, like, community, you know, porch fest, I guess is what he called it. We're known for festivals in Wisconsin. It seems like an absolute natural in order to pull it off. So, yeah, I can't wait to see what that is. Again, plans for this weekend. It's supposed to be nice outside, right? So I think I actually have to cut the grass this weekend. I was looking at it this morning. I think I have to put gas in the lawnmower and actually have to cut the grass for the first time. You don't have to cut your grass, do you?
No, not right now, at least.
Yeah, well, I have to cut my grass. I know that for sure. So we'll be doing that this week. We can do some outside yard work, play some sports outside, whatever the case may be. Coming up on today's show, Chad Ryder, NFL Draft Analyst, NFL.com. He'll join us coming up about 1 hour from right now, 3 o'clock. 4 o'clock, talk some Brewers baseball with my good buddy Tim Muma over at BrewerFanatic.com. We'll feature somebody different from BrewerFanatic.com, I think, every Friday throughout the season. So we'll have Tim Dillard on Tuesdays, brought to you by Fourth Base Restaurant. We'll feature BrewerFanatic.com on Fridays. So Tim Muma will take his turn in life for BrewerFanatic.com coming up here at 4 o'clock. Plus, I had a chance to talk with Keith Smith on ESPN Memphis yesterday. We'll play back a portion of it, not all of it, just a portion of it, where we got into talking about Bucks, Celtics, and all that fun stuff, the demise of the Warriors dynasty. We'll do that in the last segment of the show a little bit later on. So yesterday I had said to Chicago Charlie, my producer, that we need to get a poll question up. The poll question needs to be something along the lines of, you know, who's the better coach? Is it Bucks head coach Doc Rivers, or is it Pacers head coach Rick Carlisle? So Chicago Charlie has done just that, correct? You tweeted it out for the 1250 AM The Fan account, correct?
Yep, and it's already got 8 votes. We're getting a lot of responses.
Yes,
already.
Here we go. So I'd like to kind of know which way this is going to go. So we're going to kind of do this on Twitter, and we're going to let this poll question go. Have no fear. I think it goes for 24 hours, is it? I think a poll question goes. So yep. This will go to like 2 in the afternoon tomorrow. And then on Monday or Sunday night, maybe we'll do it Sunday night. Sunday night on the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops postgame show served up by Wendy's when Charlie and I are here after Bucks Pacers game 1, we'll give you the results of who you all think is the better coach. Can I make an early prediction of how this is going to go? My early prediction is by the time this poll ends tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, I will say 70% or better will choose Rick Carlisle over Doc Rivers. Now, you're already looking at the numbers, but I'll still, because there's a long way, it's 24 hours. This is going to change. So what do you think the results will look like? What kind of a percentage do you think will be Carlisle versus Doc?
I'm guessing Carlisle's probably going to end up in the lead for this one. I think just kind of based off what we've seen this season, Bucks fans probably aren't too partial to Doc as of right now. So I think they're going to give more credit to Rick Carlisle.
Okay, but by how much? I mean, you're being awfully, you're just like, oh yeah, he's going to win. No, I want numbers, man. Give me numbers.
I'm feeling a strong like 80-20. 80-20 Carlisle.
You think it's going to be even worse than I thought? Mm-hmm. But see, that they're very similar. You all may not think so, but they both haven't won a championship forever. They both have had playoff appearances over and over and over. Both have not been able to get their teams back. Both different situations to a degree. Boston had a stacked team, obviously. Dallas had to beat a stacked team in that first year of the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 championship title team that LeBron and Wade were planning on doing. That didn't happen. They went to the finals, and Dirk and company beat them. So both of them have only got one ring. Both of them have lost plenty of times in the playoffs and lost series in the playoffs as well. We talk about the national media crushing the Bucks, crushing them. We talk about the national media crushing Doc Rivers, right? And everybody gets up in arms. You know what's going to happen, don't you? This poll question? We locally are going to crush our own coach. That's what's going to happen in this poll question. And I don't want you to lie. So don't get me wrong. I don't want you to lie on the poll question. I want you to be honest. You know, because if I'm being honest, I take Rick Carlisle every day of the week. Every day of the week. Twice on Sundays. I don't think Rick Carlisle should have been fired in Detroit when Joe Dumars fired him. and hired Larry Brown. Now, again, Joe Dumars could be like, Sparky, it worked. Got championship. But Larry Brown. Sure. And that was Carlisle's first, you know, real gig. So then he leaves, goes to Dallas, wins a championship there. I wanted Carlisle as the Bucks head coach, for those of you that were listening to the station back then. I wanted him in Milwaukee. That's who I wanted. Wanted him in Milwaukee for quite some time and never got him. So I'm a big fan of Carlisle. I'm a fan of Carlisle X's and O's. I'm a fan of Carlisle's mentality of how he approaches his team. Big fan. He's not killing his guys in the media. None of that stuff. He does it the right way. And to me, that's a big deal. Now, Doc, I love Doc Rivers' press conferences. I'll say that. My favorite thing about Doc Rivers are his press conferences because I literally can listen to Doc talk all night long and be completely entertained and happy. As long as I have something, a beverage, a soda, or something to drink, maybe some little popcorn, I'm good. Because if you listen to him long enough, he's just going to tell you everything. He's just going to tell you everything and not even worry about it. There is a piece that we're going to get into in The Athletic today from Eric Name. Doc Rivers literally in this piece tells you what they're going to do defensively to the Pacers in the series. He tells you. So this is how they like to bring it up. They like to have a past half court at 4 seconds. Well, we're going to do this and this and this and try and make sure that they can't get, you know, can't get into that rhythm that they want. Now, call me crazy. Why would you tell them what you're going to do before you're going to do it? What are we doing? I mean, I grew up in the Packers Ron Wolf era. CIA. Nobody knows nothing. We say nothing. Nothing about nothing. You ask me something, I say something that's very generic that Charlie could have answered the exact same way, not knowing anything about the team or the game plans. That's how I was raised, was listening to them talk and give you nothing. And here's Doc. Oh, we're going to do A, B, and C, and D against the Pacers. Sweet. I mean, not that Carlisle didn't think you were going to do any of this, but we didn't have to necessarily tell the world what the plan of attack was coming into this game either, did we? But that's what makes him great, and that sometimes is a fault. Like Brett Favre used to talk too much. Doc tends to talk too much because he's very transparent. I'm very transparent. I'm open. I always get yelled at for oversharing information from everybody that knows me. Dude, I didn't need to know that, Sparky. Dude, you did not have to tell me. I didn't ask. I don't need to know. Just keep it to yourself. And Doc Rivers is like that. There was a report from Sham Sharania that Giannis, looking at 2 to 4 weeks probably, that he is out. And I quote tweeted it. So 2 to 4 weeks, ugh, or something like that. And of course, we have the smart Alex that I'd like to get on Twitter as soon as I say anything. And come right back at me. Oh, Sparky, it was from the time he was injured. Huh. Very good, knucklehead. And if it's 2 to 4 weeks, that takes him out of the Pacers series. That would be the high end. And look, I get it, right? As Bucks fans, we believe he's Superman and he's going to play. And you very well may be right. He might play. But if we're talking about possibly not having him in this series, That's going to be a lot of pressure on everybody. A lot of pressure on everybody involved. And we've talked about it. So I want to know, because we still don't know. I mean, he could be there in game two. He could be there Tuesday night, miss Sunday, play game two. He may miss both in Milwaukee and show up and play in Indiana. I haven't seen him. I don't know how he's walking around, how he's doing, how he's feeling. But you would think, correct me if I'm wrong, Charlie, they're going to put him through some testing here. I mean, they're not just going to let him get up one day, walk out onto the arena floor and be like, all right, dude, you're good. I mean, they're going to make him cut. They're going to make him do a bunch of stuff, right, before they allow him to go out there and play.
Yeah, I mean, he's too valuable not to do all of that. You have to take as much caution as you can with a guy like that because you send him out there and then you get a KD situation where he does tear his Achilles. You're screwed.
Oh, yeah, you're screwed all next year, too. Yeah, you're beyond screwed at that point. So my question is this. Besides the Twitter poll going on, Doc versus Carlisle and all that stuff, just a real basic, easy sports talk topic right here for you right now. And I want to read some of this stuff, some of these numbers that Eric Name put in his piece. Very, very good piece, obviously. Him and Ozarski over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel do amazing work covering the Milwaukee Bucks, A-plus to both. But he's got some numbers in there that I want to pull out. And he, when you read Eric, he always integrates video, right? Gives you examples of plays and all that stuff and what he's talking about. If you want to learn and be a smarter basketball fan, you know, subscribe. You read Eric Name's pieces. He will make you a smarter basketball fan. But I don't want to get into all that nonsense, that mumbo jumbo. I just want to read numbers because in this latest piece that he put out, it's about Tyrese Haliburton, Wisconsin's own, did you know? And Tyrese Haliburton, pre-hamstring injury, post-hamstring injury. And there is a huge difference in his numbers before and after. And that is a big deal. This whole article that Name wrote was talking about the fact of how do you slow down Haliburton? How do you make it so he doesn't kill you in this series? And essentially, you're saying, make somebody else beat us, right? Let Siakam beat you. Let Turner beat you. Don't let Haliburton be the playmaker that he has been all year. And he's been the best playmaker in basketball up until that hamstring injury. He was the guy creating offense for his teammates. He was the guy. Now, I don't know if that hamstring is right. I don't know if he's still playing with it and it's tight, whatever the case may be, and that's kind of what's left his numbers behind. But it's definitely had a huge impact. And as a Bucks fan, you read that and you go, oh, okay. No Giannis sucks if that's the case. But yeah, we can hang. If Haliburton ain't the same Haliburton, okay, I feel a little bit better about that. I get down with this. You do have to deal with Siakam. You do have to deal with Miles Turner. You do have to deal with their size. We recorded Green and Growing last night, podcast, which you could download on your Odyssey app or if you download your favorite podcast, that Nathan Marzion and myself. And we were talking about the fact that you have to take advantage when you have a size advantage. You have to take advantage. You know, when Miles Turner isn't on the floor and Brook Lopez is, drop the ball down low and let Brook Lopez go to work. For the love of God. Just please, can we do this? I know I've been complaining about this forever, but in this situation here, if Giannis isn't playing and you're not getting those points, you have to get points somewhere else. So if I drop the ball to Brook Lopez on the low block, what's going to occur? He could miss the shot. He could make the shot. He could make the shot and get fouled. He could get fouled while going up for the shot. Those are pretty much your options. I'm not putting turnover into it because he doesn't really turn over the ball a whole bunch. That's never really been an issue with him. So I don't consider that really an option. It might happen, but I don't think it's going to be a main thing every time he gets the ball. There's one bad if he misses it. And if he misses it, you could still get the rebound. And then everything else is positive. Makes a shot, an and one, or he goes to the line for two free throws. To me, it makes all the sense in the world. If Brook Lopez is, even if Miles Turner is out there, if Brook Lopez is matched up against Siakam, throw him the ball. Go get him. You get Siakam in foul trouble, whatever the case may be, let him go. If a guard or somebody gets switched on him, throw him the ball. Let him go to work. Same with Bobby Portis. Let him sit down there on the low block and let him go to work. They both are good at doing that. Let them do that. Let them take pressure off of your guards from having to hit 100 damn threes in order to stay in this game against the Pacers. Trust your bigs that they can score by the rim. I know. I'm asking for you to play 1990s style basketball. God forbid. But in this instance, this makes a lot of sense, Charlie.
Yeah. I mean, Doc Rivers so far this season, and even before Doc Rivers, it's just been Brook Lopez and Bobby Portis sitting on the three-point line every single time down the court. In this game, you're going to win by beating expectations. That's all you have to do. Brook Lopez made an entire Hall of Fame career for the Brooklyn Nets in the low post. Why can't he do it now? You know? And I think Bobby Portis has just as much capability of doing so. They don't think you're going to beat them in the paint.
Nope.
They're planning for you to shoot all those threes. So beat them in the paint.
That's exactly right. And that's the thing, too. You know, from the Bucks on the defensive side of the floor, I think you go into this game, like everybody else does, and says, they're going to shoot 100 threes. That's what the Pacers do. They're going to jack up a bunch of threes. Well, Haliburton hasn't been shooting the three ball well at all. And we talked about it yesterday. Bruce Brown's not on this team. So that's not going to be a deal. Mathurin isn't on this team, right? Mathurin's out hurt. So that ain't going to be a deal. So that takes out two of their guys that can launch threes against you. Now, McConnell's been a pain in the Bucks end behind forever, right? Going back to Philly, he was a pain in the butt. Have you ever noticed this? Seemingly, every time we have somebody that's a pain in the butt behind, it tends to be that pesky white guy that shoots the ball. I mean, I swear to God, it is over and over again. Let's start. Steve Blake, couldn't stand him. That was one. J.J. Redick, couldn't stand him. That's another. Dellavedova, that's another. I mean, just go start going through them. McConnell's another. Who is that idiot? I shouldn't call him an idiot. Who is that guy in Boston right now?
Payne Pritchard.
There's another guy that I can't stand. I mean, again, these dudes make a living out of being a pain in the rear end of the Milwaukee Bucks. So you got to be careful of McConnell, because if he catches fire, you turn around, you blink, he's got five threes. And then you're like, holy crap. And you let him get out of control and you lose touch, you're in trouble. Now, we could have our own somebody get hot on our bench, which would be fantastic. You know, if Connaughton were to get hot or AJ Green were to get hot, that would be good, I guess. Sure, maybe. Never seems to happen, but it would be nice. So I want to know what your prediction is for this Bucks Pacers series. What is your prediction? Is it the standard Bucks in six? Is it the standard prediction, or do you have something else? 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. Tweet us at 1250 AM, The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Wisconsin Sports Daily on 1250 AM. The Fan, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you. Chicago Charlie other side of the glass, producing the show today. Chad Ryder, NFL draft analyst, NFL.com, comes up at 3 o'clock. Some Brewers baseball, Tim Mumma from BrewerFanatic.com at 4. Playoff talk, NBA playoff talk with Keith Smith. That comes up in the last segment of the show. We're going to dive more into this whole Greg Gard Badger basketball deal coming up in the next hour or two. A lot of social media attention on that topic that we did yesterday. I was still seeing responses coming into that this morning on that Badger topic that we did yesterday, which was all Chicago Charlie. He was all over that topic. Nicely done. All right, so let's talk about predictions for this Bucks-Pacers series. Where are we at here? Is it simply Bucks in six? Is it that easy? Who do you got? 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. Tweet us at 1250 AM The Fan. John in Hartford, you're first up on Wisconsin Sports Daily. What's up, John?
Hey, Sparky. First of all, you're talking about, you know, having Portis and Lopez in the middle. The only issue I see with that is the lazy entry pass. Because if the ball is not where it needs to be, these guys are too slow and the defense will beat them to the ball and we'll see a lot of turnovers that way.
I don't think that's wrong at all. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And then my prediction is Pacers in five.
What? Pacers in five? Why?
Where is the heart on this team if Giannis doesn't play? The only other guy that ever showed any heart was Holiday.
Beverly. Patrick Beverly is going to show heart, guaranteed. No question. In that piece by Eric Name, they talk about Beverly is going to be that guy that's going to hound Halliburton a little bit and try to deny him the ball in general. Apparently, when Philly faced them earlier this year, Beverly was a guy on Halliburton in the end of third, early fourth, and did a good job of kind of taking him out of action and not letting him get the ball.
I don't see where anybody else is going to play a lot of defense. I just don't see it.
Well, we're going to find out. I mean, we'll find out starting Sunday night. No doubt about that, John. Thanks for the call. Listen, that's fair. Nobody listening can't be like, oh, John, what the heck is he talking about? No, I think that's a fair point as far as defensively. Good news, Indiana don't play defense either. So we got that going for us. Pacers don't play D. So, and, you know, that's something that Rick Carlisle is known for is defense. That's what he was known for. Now, in Detroit, when he was there, remember Kevin O'Neal, the former Marquette basketball head coach? He was Carlisle's defensive coordinator, essentially. So he ran the defense for Carlisle in Detroit. And then Carlisle, I think, took a lot of that and used that when he went to Dallas, and now probably has brought some version of that to Indianapolis to coach the Pacers. So the first prediction off the bat on Wisconsin Sports Daily is Pacers in five. Is our own fan base not even going to pick the Bucks? Is that what's about to happen? Is that what we're doing here on 1250 this year? Oh, man. And again, we're gonna grow the audience. We're going to get bigger and stronger and all that fun stuff. And I love doing my job. But the first prediction is the Pacers. Holy cow. Okay, Chicago Charlie, I'm afraid to come to you. You're Chicago Charlie. But I'll ask anyhow, what's your prediction? Bucks-Pacers. First game Sunday night. We'll have the Potawatomi Sportsbook Probes post-game show served up by Wendy's after that one on Sunday night. What's up?
I'm definitely going to have it go six games. I don't think it goes seven. I think it's going to be a little bit of a longer series, though. With that being said, I'm going to make our second prediction also the Pacers. I just don't think the Bucks will be able to hang defensively, and I think the Pacers just have a full team. That's the biggest difference, is the Bucks just don't feel like a full team right now, especially without Giannis on the floor.
I'm shocked that Chicago Charlie didn't pick the Bucks. You shocked? I'm not shocked. No, not really shocked at all. Nope, not really at all. Nope. Is there any Bucks fans listening that might actually want to take the Milwaukee Bucks? Am I going to be the only one on this show that's going to take the Milwaukee Bucks to win this series? Because I'm going to take the Milwaukee Bucks to win this series. You bet your bottom dollar I'm taking the Bucks. And I'm going to tell you why I'm taking the Milwaukee Bucks. And I'm going to use said piece that I've been referencing the entire time in The Athletic from Eric Name talking about Tyrese Haliburton, because Haliburton absolutely killed this team the times that they've faced him. And I know he'll have a little juice playing in front of family and friends and all this other stuff. But I just want to go through and point out kind of what his numbers look like at this point. Okay. Haliburton this year averaged 20 points, 10.9 assists per game. In his five matchups against the Bucks, Haliburton averaged 27 points per game, 5.8 rebounds, and 11 assists per game. In his five matchups against the Bucks. We always say Buck killer, right? Bucks killers, Al Horford and the like. This dude, if the Bucks lose this series and this kid shows out again in a series to advance, you can add him to the list. Wisconsin's own, Tyrese Haliburton. Oh, yeah, vey. You definitely hope that does not happen at this point. Now, let's move forward. Let's talk about what this team looks like as far as transition offense, because everybody's talking about it all week. Transition defense has to be the first thing. We talked about it again yesterday, right? Per cleaning the glass, Indiana was third in the NBA in transition points plus sixth in transition percentage before Haliburton's injury on January 8th. After his return on January 30th, they went from third in transition points plus to 13th. They went from sixth in transition percentage to 12th after the Haliburton injury. On top of that, the Pacers played at a pace of 104.6 possessions per 48 minutes with him on the floor before the injury. After the injury, 102.3 possessions per 48. Now, those are team stats, right? So those aren't necessarily Haliburton stats. So how about this? According to tracking stats compiled by The Athletic's Seth Partno, despite similar shot difficulty before and after the injury, Haliburton shot 7.3 percentage points above expectation in the first 33 games of the season. Only 2.2 percentage points above expectation after returning for the drop-off. It's a huge drop-off. But don't worry, I've got even more numbers. Haliburton's percentage dropped from 43.8% to 35% on team-created three-point attempts after returning from the injury. All the way from 39.2% to 32.3% on self-created three-pointers. These are just numbers you can find on the web that I took from Eric Name's article since he put them all in one place. And again, I'm telling you, it's a great piece. My point in all of this ain't the same dude. This isn't the same team that they saw before when the Pacers kind of owned them. Okay? So, if anything, for you people that are picking the Pacers, maybe, just maybe, I can start to sway you with some just basic numbers. Buff in Waupun, you're next on Wisconsin Sports Daily here on 1250 AM The Fan. What's up, Buff?
What's up, homie? How you doing, man?
Doing good. What's your pick? Bucks and dude, Pacers.
Bucks and six. Dude, trust me. Game one Sunday, we're punching them right in the face. Trust me.
I think Lillard's they have to.
40.
Yeah.
Lillard is not going to get embarrassed. He's going to go for 40 on Sunday, and Bobby will probably go 25, 26. Trust me, we're going to punch him in the face. Whole different breed of basketball in the playoffs.
It is.
Totally different.
It absolutely is. I totally agree with you 100%. Doc Rivers or Rick Carlisle? That's our Twitter poll question today. Who's the better coach?
Carlisle.
Yep, Carlisle. Yeah, Carlisle's going to win this going away.
Yeah, I mean, Doc, I'm still trying to figure out what he does. You know what I mean? Like, I'm still trying to figure out that whole firing of
Adrian Griffin.
Yeah, you know, I mean, why don't we just keep Coach Bud?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes, correct. Yes, that is the correct answer. If you were going to hire Adrian Griffin, you could have just kept Budenholzer and moved forward with Budenholzer. But they hired Adrian Griffin before they got Damian Lillard. And that was one of the biggest things on that agenda there. Buff, thanks for the call. Real quick, did y'all see the Gary Wolfel tweet earlier today? Gary Wolfel used to be our insider here on the station. Many of you get all mad every time he says anything on Twitter, and y'all go crazy and lose your minds with the Journal, well, receiving Journal Times for a very long time. Did you see it? Because it was an interesting tweet. I got to tell you, very interesting. Let me see here. I'm pretty sure I think I may have saved it. Yes, I did. The tweet said, this was 3 hours ago from Gary Wolfel, getting out of Dodge, Bucks GM John Horst, sources tell me, is more than mildly interested in the newly created position of president of basketball operations for the Detroit Pistons. Besides Horst, I've heard two other potential candidates for the Pistons job, former Portland GM Neil Olshey and former NBA player and current TV analyst J.J. Redick. Oh, please hire J.J. Redick so I don't have to watch or listen to him ever again. Please, 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 Detroit, hire J.J. Redick. I mean, your organization sucks anyhow. You might as well hire J.J. Redick and put it over the top. Just go ahead, just for my own sake, so I don't have to watch that clown anymore or listen to him. And I don't. To be fair, I don't listen to his podcast. I don't watch anything really associated with him, but it's always crossing my Twitter timeline, no matter how hard I try to avoid it. So it would be great if you could just go there, run that organization, and we're good. Neil Olshey, I think that dude got a bad rap in Portland myself. I'm on in Portland quite a bit, talking to the morning show out there during Sprague. So I don't think that's a horrible hire. The John Horst thing is interesting, though. Because I take you to Golden State, where Bob Myers was. Bob Myers saw the storm clouds a-coming, as Mark Lazary would say. Saw that this thing was going to come to an end. And when it came to an end, which it's coming to an end here shortly, of that dynasty, the full rebuild was going to happen. And Bob Myers said, oh, no, I'm not. I am not going to be in charge of a full rebuild. I built that thing. And I'm good. I'm going to go sit in a TV booth and wait for a ready-to-be-made opportunity for me to go finish a team to win a championship. So now, Dunleavy Jr., never been a fan of him either, Dunleavy Jr. is the GM over there, and he's going to have to do a whole rebuild over there in Golden State. Does John Horst look at this situation here and go, I mean, look around. How much longer are we going to have this type of run? And if I go to Detroit, there's zero expectations. I mean, none. Zero. You get to hire your own GM. You get to hire a new coach. You can blow that roster up and start over if you want to do it that way and be the guy. Hey, John Hammond was here. John Hammond got you Giannis. John Hammond got you Chris Middleton. He put the two core pieces in place and built this thing up. Again, they were face down in the dirt when he got here. He built this thing back up and got him in position to win a championship. Wasn't here when they won a ring, but he built the base. What happened to John Hammond? Where'd he go? Orlando? Who's on the map again? Orlando? And do you know when John Hammond left? Last summer. Stepped aside last summer. Anthony Parker is running that organization now. He's not going to be there for the fruits of that labor either. But again, that organization, face first, he goes over there, builds that thing back up, walks away. John Horst can do the same thing. And I would not blame him if he did. Not the least bit. Get out before this thing blows up. Makes all the sense in the world. So we'll see. We'll see what happens and how this thing goes kind of going forward here. Take a quick time out. Other side, I want to talk about something happening concerning the NFL draft and the Packers that's happening not only with Packer bloggers, but happening with other team bloggers involving a Packer player. I discovered it yesterday, so maybe I'm a little bit behind the times. I read a couple of pieces. I talked about it on the latest Kurt and Long podcast, which you can download on your Odyssey app, or if you download your favorite podcast at Ryan Horvath, BetMGM Tonight, and myself. Fun podcast. Make sure to do that. Eli Berkovitz, actually, will be on the next edition of Kurt and Long. That'll be up later this weekend. So I want to talk about that next because there's a certain Packer player that's getting wrapped up in potential trade rumors and trade proposals and all this stuff and whether or not any of it makes any sense. We'll do that next on Wisconsin Sports Daily. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you on 1250 AM The Fan. Wisconsin Sports Daily here on 1250 AM. The Fan, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you. Chicago Charlie, other side of the glass, producing the show. Chad Ryder, NFL draft analyst for NFL.com, will join us here at the top of the hour at 3 o'clock. He has a 7-round mock draft up right now. It's the very first thing on NFL.com if you click over there to check it out. And we will talk about that 7-round mock draft and what he has the Packers doing in said draft. Excited to talk some NFL draft with him. Also very excited for this brand new dog food that I got for our dog. We got a Yorkie poo. He's 14 years old. I mean, that's old in dog years, right? 14 years old. Very old. And to be honest with you, we've kind of been just doing the same thing for a while and really haven't had any type of change up. Well, we changed up now because we heard about this. And the farmer's dog food is really, really good. He's digging it. I mean, you could just tell. He gets excited when the food goes into the dish. He is on top of it. As soon as we get in the dish, it's like, get out of my way. Get out of my way. And then the snacks, all over the snacks that we got set as well. And the cool thing about the farmer's dog is they literally will deliver it right to your front porch, right there. And it comes kind of frozen, and then it, you know, thaws out really quickly, whatever the case may be. But it comes right there on your porch, all nice and neat. You just take it out, put it in your freezer, maybe put a couple in the refrigerator to thaw it a little bit, and away you go. Real fresh food. And your dog will absolutely love it. Finn absolutely loves his. Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/radio. Let the farmer's dog know we sent you. Click radio after you sign up for your first box. Okay. The guy I was talking about before the break, Kenny Clark. Kenny Clark, Packers defensive tackle, has 1 year left on his deal, which then means they are going to have to give him an extension at some point, whether it happens now or whatever. But he's only got 1 year left on his deal. Now, the very first apparent trade proposal that I saw that people are floating around, because apparently Packer fans and fans of other teams are floating around Kenny Clark trade rumors. And it's getting a lot of traction on social media with people reacting to this. And a lot of people are saying on social media, oh, just stop with all this nonsense. They're not trading Kenny Clark. Why would they trade Kenny Clark? They got to pay Kenny Clark. Like I said, it's on the Curtain Log podcast. You can go listen to it. I'm going to get probably a little bit more in depth there than I do here, but why? Why? Hey, listen, he's not Aaron Donald, right? Not many are. If I'm going to pay you, you have to get to the quarterback. A lot. You don't get to the quarterback a lot, I'm not going to pay you. Not like that. You know, stuffing the run. They've had problems stopping the run for years. He's been on that line. He's been a part of it. Haven't stopped the run all that well. Is Kenny Clark a good football player? Yes. Not saying he's not. What I am saying is, I'm not in the mood to make him like one of the highest paid defensive linemen in football. If somebody else wants to, great. Packers got a bunch of draft picks. You had a couple of guys you drafted last year. Brooks played well. I think TJ Slayton is coming along nicely. This will be year 3 for him. Brooks' second year. You got Devontae Wyatt that's showing you a little something. All I'm saying is I don't think that we just kind of throw the hat up and go, not interested. Absolutely not. That's idiotic. So, again, these are fans that are kind of throwing this stuff around. Lombardi Avenue, their proposed deal. The Packers send Kenny Clark to the Ravens in exchange for the 30th overall pick and a 2025 third-round pick. So you get a first.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey. Yeah.
Wisconsin Sports Daily on 1250 AM. The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you. Chicago Charlie, other side of the glass, producing the show today. Chad Ryder, NFL draft analyst, NFL.com, comes up at 3 o'clock. Some Brewers baseball with Tim Mumma from BrewerFanatic.com at 4. Playoff talk, NBA playoff talk with Keith Smith. That comes up in the last segment of the show. We're going to dive more into this whole Greg Gard Badger basketball deal coming up in the next hour or two. A lot of social media attention on that topic that we did yesterday. I was still seeing responses coming into that this morning. On that Badger topic that we did yesterday, which was all Chicago Charlie. He was all over that topic. Nicely done. All right, so let's talk about predictions for this Bucks-Pacers series. Where are we at here? Is it simply Bucks in six? Is it that easy? Who do you got? 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. Tweet us at 1250 AM The Fan. John in Hartford, you're first up on Wisconsin Sports Daily. What's up, John?
Hey, Sparky. First of all, you're talking about, you know, having Porzingis and Lopez in the middle. The only issue I see with that is the lazy entry pass. Because if the ball is not where it needs to be, these guys are too slow and the defense will beat them to the ball and we'll see a lot of turnovers that way.
I don't think that's wrong at all. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And then my prediction is Pacers in five.
What? Pacers in five? Why?
Where is the heart on this team if Giannis doesn't play? The only other guy that ever showed any heart was Holiday.
Beverly. Patrick Beverly is going to show heart, guaranteed. No question. In that piece by Eric Name, they talk about Beverly is going to be that guy that's going to hound Halliburton a little bit and try to deny him the ball in general. Apparently, when Philly faced them earlier this year, Beverly was a guy on Halliburton, end of third, early fourth, and did a good job of kind of taking him out of action and not letting him get the ball.
I don't see where anybody else is going to play a lot of defense. I just don't see it.
Well, we're going to find out. I mean, we'll find out starting Sunday night. No doubt about that, John. Thanks for the call. Listen, that's fair. Nobody listening can't be like, oh, John, what the heck is he talking about? No, I think that's a fair point as far as defensively. Good news, Indiana don't play defense either. So we got that going for us. Pacers don't play D. So, and, you know, that's something that Rick Carlisle is known for, is defense. That's what he was known for. Now, in Detroit, when he was there, remember Kevin O'Neill, the former Marquette basketball head coach? He was Carlisle's defensive coordinator, essentially. So he ran the defense for Carlisle in Detroit. And then Carlisle, I think, took a lot of that and used that when he went to Dallas, and now probably has brought some version of that to Indianapolis to coach the Pacers. So the first prediction off the bat on Wisconsin Sports Daily is Pacers in five. Is our own fan base not even going to pick the Bucks? Is that what's about to happen? Is that what we're doing here on 1250 this year? Oh, man. And again, we're gonna grow the audience. We're going to get bigger and stronger and all that fun stuff. And I love doing my job. But the first prediction is the Pacers. Holy cow. Okay, Chicago Charlie, I'm afraid to come to you. You're Chicago Charlie. But I'll ask anyhow, what's your prediction? Bucks, Pacers. First game Sunday night. We'll have the Potawatomi Sportsbook Probes post-game show served up by Wendy's after that one on Sunday night. What's up?
I'm definitely going to have it go six games. I don't think it goes seven. I think it's going to be a little bit of a longer series, though. With that being said, I'm going to make our second prediction also the Pacers. I just don't think the Bucks will be able to hang defensively, and I think the Pacers just have a full team. That's the biggest difference, is the Bucks just don't feel like a full team right now, especially without Giannis on the floor.
I'm shocked that Chicago Charlie didn't pick the Bucks. You shocked? I'm not shocked. No, not really shocked at all. Nope, not really at all. Nope. And is there any Bucks fans listening that might actually want to take the Milwaukee Bucks? Am I going to be the only one on this show that's going to take the Milwaukee Bucks to win this series? Because I'm going to take the Milwaukee Bucks to win this series. You bet your bottom dollar I'm taking the Bucks. And I'm going to tell you why I'm taking the Milwaukee Bucks. And I'm going to use said piece that I've been referencing the entire time in The Athletic from Eric Name, talking about Tyrese Haliburton. Because Haliburton absolutely killed this team the times that they've faced him. And I know, he'll have a little juice playing in front of family and friends and all this other stuff. But I just want to go through and point out kind of what his numbers look like at this point, okay? Haliburton, this year, averaged 20 points, 10.9 assists per game. In his five matchups against the Bucks, Haliburton averaged 27 points per game, 5.8 rebounds, and 11 assists per game in his five matchups against the Bucks. We always say Buck killer, right? Bucks killers, Al Horford and the like. This dude, if the Bucks lose this series and this kid shows out again in a series to advance, you can add him to the list. Wisconsin's own, Tyrese Haliburton. Oh, yeah, vey. You definitely hope that does not happen at this point. Now, let's move forward. Let's talk about what this team looks like as far as transition offense, because everybody's talking about it all week. Transition defense has to be the first thing. We talked about it again yesterday, right? Per cleaning the glass, Indiana was third in the NBA in transition points plus sixth in transition percentage before Haliburton's injury on January 8th. After his return on January 30th, they went from third in transition points plus to 13th. They went from sixth in transition percentage to 12th after the Haliburton injury. On top of that, the Pacers played at a pace of 104.6 possessions per 48 minutes with him on the floor before the injury. After the injury, 102.3 possessions per 48. Now, those are team stats, right? So those aren't necessarily Haliburton stats. So how about this? According to tracking stats compiled by The Athletic's Seth Partno, despite similar shot difficulty before and after the injury, Haliburton shot 7.3 percentage points above expectation in the first 33 games of the season. Only 2.2 percentage points above expectation after returning for the drop-off. It's a huge drop-off. But don't worry, I've got even more numbers. Haliburton's percentage dropped from 43.8% to 35% on team-created three-point attempts after returning from the injury. all the way from 39.2% to 32.3% on self-created three-pointers. These are just numbers you can find on the web that I took from Eric Name's article since he put them all in one place. And I'm telling you, it's a great piece. My point in all of this is, this ain't the same dude. This isn't the same team that they saw before when the Pacers kind of owned them. Okay? So, if anything, for you people that are picking the Pacers, maybe, just maybe, I can start to sway you with some just basic numbers. Buff in Waupun, you're next on Wisconsin Sports Daily here on 1250 AM The Fan. What's up, Buff?
What's up, homie? How you doing, man?
Doing good. What's your pick? Bucks and Pacers.
Bucks and six. Dude, trust me. Game one Sunday, we're punching them right in the face. Trust me.
I think Lillard's they have to.
40.
Yeah.
Lillard is not going to get embarrassed. He's going to go for 40 on Sunday, and Bobby will probably go 25, 26. Trust me, we're going to punch him in the face. Whole different breed of basketball in the playoffs.
It is.
Totally different.
It absolutely is. I totally agree with you 100%. Doc Rivers or Rick Carlisle? That's our Twitter poll question today. Who's the better coach?
Carlisle.
Yep, Carlisle. Yeah, Carlisle's going to win this going away.
Yeah, I mean, Doc, I'm still trying to figure out what he does. You know what I mean? Like, I'm still trying to figure out that whole firing of
Adrian Griffin.
Yeah, you know, I mean, why don't we just keep Coach Bud?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes, correct. Yes, that is the correct answer. If you were going to hire Adrian Griffin, you could have just kept Budenholzer and moved forward with Budenholzer. But that they hired Adrian Griffin before they got Damian Lillard, and that was one of the biggest things. On that agenda there. Buff, thanks for the call. Real quick, did y'all see the Gary Wolfel tweet earlier today? Gary Wolfel used to be our insider here on the station. Many of you get all mad every time he says anything on Twitter, and y'all go crazy and lose your minds. With the Journal, receiving Journal Times for a very long time. Did you see it? Because it was an interesting tweet, I got to tell you. Very interesting. Let me see here. I'm pretty sure I think I may have saved it. Yes, I did. The tweet said, this was 3 hours ago from Gary Wolfel. Getting out of Dodge, Bucks GM John Horst, sources tell me, is more than mildly interested in the newly created position of president of basketball operations for the Detroit Pistons. Besides Horst, I've heard two other potential candidates for the Pistons job, former Portland GM Neil Olshey and former NBA player and current TV analyst J.J. Redick. Oh, please hire J.J. Redick so I don't have to watch or listen to him ever again. Please, 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 Detroit, hire J.J. Redick. I mean, your organization sucks anyhow. You might as well hire J.J. Redick and put it over the top. Just go ahead, just for my own sake, so I don't have to watch that clown anymore or listen to him. And I don't. To be fair, I don't listen to his podcast. I don't watch anything really associated with him, but it's always crossing my Twitter timeline, no matter how hard I try to avoid it. So it would be great if you could just go there, run that organization, and we're good. Neil Olshey, I think I do got a bad rap in Portland myself. I'm on in Portland quite a bit, talking to the morning show out there during Sprague. So I don't think that's a horrible hire. The John Horst thing is interesting, though. Because I take you to Golden State, where Bob Myers was. Bob Myers saw the storm clouds a-coming, as Mark Lazary would say. Saw that this thing was going to come to an end. And when it came to an end, which it's coming to an end here shortly, of that dynasty, the full rebuild was going to happen. And Bob Myers said, oh, no, I'm not. I am not going to be in charge of a full rebuild. I built that thing. And I'm good. I'm going to go sit in a TV booth and wait for a ready-to-be-made opportunity for me to go finish a team to win a championship. So now, Dunleavy Jr., never been a fan of him either. Dunleavy Jr. is the GM over there, and he's going to have to do a whole rebuild over there in Golden State. Does John Horst look at this situation here and go, I mean, look around. How much longer are we going to have this type of run? And if I go to Detroit, there's zero expectations. I mean, none. Zero. You get to hire your own GM. You get to hire a new coach. You can blow that roster up and start over if you want to do it that way and be the guy. Hey, John Hammond was here. John Hammond got you Giannis. John Hammond got you Chris Middleton. He put the two core pieces in place and built this thing up. Again, they were face down in the dirt when he got here. He built this thing back up and got him in position to win a championship. Wasn't here when they won a ring, but he built the base. What happened to John Hammond? Where'd he go? Orlando. Who's on the map again? Orlando. And do you know when John Hammond left? Last summer. Stepped aside last summer. Anthony Parker is running that organization now. He's not going to be there for the fruits of that labor either. But again, that organization, face first, he goes over there, builds that thing back up, walks away. John Horst can do the same thing. And I would not blame him if he did. Not the least bit. Get out before this thing blows up. Makes all the sense in the world. So we'll see. We'll see what happens and how this thing goes kind of going forward here. Take a quick time out. Other side, I want to talk about something happening concerning the NFL draft and the Packers that's happening not only with Packer bloggers, but happening with other team bloggers involving a Packer player. I discovered it yesterday, so maybe I'm a little bit behind the times. I read a couple of pieces. I talked about it on the latest Curt and Long podcast, which you can download on your Odyssey app, or if you download your favorite podcast at Ryan Horvath, BetMGM Tonight, and myself. Fun podcast. Make sure to do that. Eli Berkovitz, actually, will be on the next edition of Curt and Long. That'll be up later this weekend. So I want to talk about that next, because there's a certain Packer player that's getting wrapped up in potential trade rumors and trade proposals and all this stuff, and whether or not any of it makes any sense. We'll do that next on Wisconsin Sports Daily. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you on 1250 AM, The Fan. Wisconsin Sports Daily here on 1250 AM. The Fan, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you. Chicago Charlie, other side of the glass, producing the show. Chad Ryder, NFL draft analyst for NFL.com, will join us here at the top of the hour at 3 o'clock. He has a 7-round mock draft up right now. It's the very first thing on NFL.com if you click over there to check it out. And we will talk about that 7-round mock draft and what he has the Packers doing in said draft. Excited to talk some NFL draft with him. Also very excited for this brand new dog food that I got for our dog. We got a Yorkie poo. He's 14 years old. I mean, that's old in dog years, right? 14 years old. Very old. And to be honest with you, we've kind of been just doing the same thing for a while. And really haven't had any type of change up. Well, we changed up now because we heard about this. And the farmer's dog food is really, really good. He's digging it. I mean, you could just tell. He gets excited when the food goes into the dish. He is on top of it. As soon as we get in the dish, he's like, get out of my way. Get out of my way. And then the snacks, all over the snacks that we got set as well. And the cool thing about the farmer's dog is they literally will deliver it right to your front porch, right there. And it comes kind of frozen, and then it, you know, thaws out really quickly, whatever the case may be. But it comes right there on your porch, all nice and neat. You just take it out, put it in your freezer, maybe put a couple in the refrigerator to thaw it a little bit, and away you go. Real fresh food, and your dog will absolutely love it. Finn absolutely loves his. Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/radio. Let the farmer's dog know we sent you. Click radio after you sign up for your first box. Okay. The guy I was talking about before the break, Kenny Clark. Kenny Clark, Packers defensive tackle, has 1 year left on his deal, which then means they are going to have to give him an extension at some point, whether it happens now or whatever. But he's only got 1 year left on his deal. Now, the very first apparent trade proposal that I saw that people are floating around, because apparently Packer fans and fans of other teams are floating around Kenny Clark trade rumors. And it's getting a lot of traction on social media with people reacting to this. And a lot of people are saying on social media, oh, just stop with all this nonsense. They're not trading Kenny Clark. Why would they trade Kenny Clark? They got to pay Kenny Clark. Like I said, it's on the Curtain Log podcast. You can go listen to it. I'm going to get probably a little bit more in depth there than I do here, but why? Why? Hey, listen, he's not Aaron Donald, right? Not many are. If I'm going to pay you, you have to get to the quarterback. A lot. If you don't get to the quarterback a lot, I'm not going to pay you. Not like that. You know, stuffing the run. They've had problems stopping the run for years. He's been on that line. He's been a part of it. Haven't stopped the run all that well. Is Kenny Clark a good football player? Yes. Not saying he's not. What I am saying is, I'm not in the mood to make him like one of the highest paid defensive linemen in football. If somebody else wants to, great. Packers got a bunch of draft picks. You had a couple of guys you drafted last year. Brooks played well. I think TJ Slayton is coming along nicely. This will be year three for him. Brooks' second year. You got Devontae Wyatt that's showing you a little something. All I'm saying is I don't think that we just kind of throw the hat up and go, not interested. Absolutely not. That's idiotic. So, again, these are fans that are kind of throwing this stuff around. Lombardi Avenue, their proposed deal. The Packers send Kenny Clark to the Ravens in exchange for the 30th overall pick and a 2025 third-round pick. So you get a first and a third for Kenny Clark. Is that Kenny Clark and 25 for Baltimore's 30th pick and a third-round pick in 25? It's a first-round pick this year and a third-round pick in 25. And you're in the last year. And you're going to have to pay Jordan Love $50 million a year or whatever the heck it is. Where do you want to spend your money? Left tackle, which you're not spending any money on currently, right? Because you want to protect Jordan Love's blind side. So at some point, that person's going to get paid. Shutdown corner, you're paying Jair Alexander. Elite pass rusher, which we believe is Rashawn Gary, and you're paying Rashawn Gary. And then at some point, if things go right, an elite wide receiver. Now, Mahomes, you know, kind of had that with Tyreek Hill, and they said, no, we're not paying him. See ya. And he went to Miami. In this situation here, the Packers, they're all young. So you've got, you know, 3 years, really, 2 or 3 years, before you really have to worry about paying anybody big money. But of this group, and again, it's early, because Devontae, that was first season, I thought he was James Jones. I think he was going to be this good. I was like, he's James Jones. I mean, it's nice player, but he ain't going to be that. He's not going to be all that. Hard work, all this other stuff, and presto, best receiver in National Football League. So who knows who comes out of this, or if any of them come out of it to be an elite wide receiver. But more than likely, you're going to have to pay somebody to be that stud that Jordan Love is throwing the football to. So do you want to pay a guy that gets, you know, 6-7 sacks a year, and takes up double teams, for sure, all that, or do you say, we're going to move on, we think we got some defensive line depth, plus I've got pick 25 and 30 this year. So that means I have 2 ones, 2 twos, and 2 threes. I can easily add 2 more defensive linemen to this early in the draft, in the first 2 rounds, maybe add another 1 or 2 on day 3 and just throw a bunch of guys out there to see, you know, what sticks. I don't know, man. I call me nuts. I don't think it's crazy, Charlie. I don't think it's nuts.
I mean, Kenny Clark's coming off his best season. He had 7.5 sacks, 16 QB hits, 2 forced fumbles.
Best season for sure.
You know, you can't deny that. At the same time, to your point, he hasn't been the most impactful player on the field out of all those defensive guys. And while I can't say that you should go to either extreme, like there's no chance trading him, or you have to trade him, there, you kind of have to sit in the middle with a guy like this.
You have to listen.
You have to entertain offers.
Yes.
But you can't just immediately give him up for the first offer that comes through the door.
Okay, let's move on, shall we? Let's move on. Let's talk about this Cowboys guy, that what he wrote. Because that one there, to me, was the least attractive one. This dude here, and God, I wish he was a GM of the Cowboys. Golly, man. This dude, his idea for a draft, he's a Cowboys fan now, right? So this is on fan-sided. He's got Kenny Clark going to the Cowboys. Okay. Packers get 56 overall in the second round. So the other deal, they got 30. They get 56. But in 2025, you get their first and their fourth. So you get a second round pick and a first and a fourth in 25. I don't care how much you love this dude. I don't care. There's no way Goody says no to that. There's just no way. Yes, done, sold. We're in. We are in. Enjoy Dallas. Hope it goes well. We'll see you next year in the playoffs. There is no chance I keep Kenny Clark if somebody is foolish enough to make that type of offer, Charlie.
I just don't think there's any world where that's the actual offer.
Oh, man, it's fun to imagine that world. I mean, this. I think they should hire him. We should start a campaign to make him the Cowboys GM, Kenny. Or Charlie, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I don't think there's any world where you get a first and a second for a guy like this. I mean, I think all these trades are kind of overblowing his value a little bit. And I think if the Packers do end up trading him, people are going to be disappointed based on these trades.
They were disappointed that they traded Rasul Douglas last year. All you crybabies, they traded Rasul. Shut up. What are we talking about here? He's a nice defensive back that they picked up off of a practice squad. Fine. At that point in the year, if we remember, the Packers weren't going anywhere. Nowhere. And Gutekunst saw an opportunity to get a day two pick for a guy that he probably looked at and said, yeah, he's a nice player, but I'm good with this. So they make the deal. And you all act like, you know, it was Darrelle Revis they traded. Stop. Nice player. See, again, listen. When you are trying to, I don't know about rebuild, reload, whatever you want to call this in Green Bay, you just can't get attached to dudes and say, oh, I love that guy. Because Aaron Jones crushed me. Crushed me. Crushed Ryan Horvath. Crushed us. I was all excited. When we were doing our podcast, live streaming on the Odyssey Sports YouTube channel, him and I, and the Josh Jacob news hits, so I'm all excited, and maybe not as much. But then the Ian Rappaport came out and said, well, they're going to keep both of them. And I was like, oh my God. Best running backs in the NFL with Jordan Love, with these receivers, it's over. Like, this offense is going to be unbelievable. Obviously, that was wrong. On Friday, Aaron Jones already knew he was leaving and he wasn't coming back. Packers knew he wasn't coming back. So I don't know who the source was for Ian Rappaport, but clearly it was a bad one. And Aaron Jones leaves to go to the Vikings. Now, again, I don't care that he goes to the Vikings. I don't view them as a threat at all. And that's fine because the Packers, you know, didn't want to pay him. But that crushed me. Who doesn't love Aaron Jones? We all love Aaron Jones. But realistically, they got a younger back that they think is going to be more durable. Mind you, the guy got hurt last year with his quad injury. But they think is going to be more durable. And a dynamic player like Jones, I think Jones is more talented. But either way, Jacobs now is going to be that guy. So you get younger. He's been a league-leading rusher in the past, just a couple of years ago. So it made sense. And we could sit here and cry and whine about how much we love player A or player B and all Goody's horrible and he trades our favorite players and all this stuff. You could play the role of Aaron Rodgers about how, hey, he got rid of Jordy Nelson. I miss Jordy. I love Jordy. I can't believe he got rid of Jordy. We could do that for every dang player that comes out of Green Bay, and Goody should hold on to them all until they turn 55. I'm telling you, at some point, if you're going to rebuild this, draft picks are essential. He literally built the wide receiving core on draft picks. That's all that is. There's no signing of free agents. It's all draft picks. The tight end room, draft picks. That's what that is. Folks, just trust him a little bit. And I'm not saying to have blind faith. I'm just saying trust him. If he gets a crazy dumb offer like that Cowboys fan wants to make for Kenny Clark, bye, Kenny. I'll pack your bags. I'll get you to the airport. I just don't think defensive linemen are worth that amount of money unless it is a dominant force like Aaron Donald. Or J.J. Watt in his prime. Something like that. And Kenny Clark's not that. Very good. Dominant? I don't think I'd go down the lines of dominant necessarily with Kenny Clark at the end of the day. So I'd be wide open to trading Kenny Clark if I was to get some type of huge deal like that. The other point in all of this, too, is the whole idea of, well, you can't trade Kenny Clark in the conference. Well, you can't trade Kenny Clark in the division. Well, of course you can. Why can't you? Who cares? That was like all of this talk about Aaron Rodgers. Ooh, we can't trade him to the Vikings or the Bears. Why? Listen, if your best deal and it is a deal you can't pass up, and let's say Kenny Clark, the Vikings wanted Kenny Clark, and they were going to give you that same offer, a second this year, a first and a fourth next year for Kenny Clark. Enjoy Minneapolis. It's a short drive. Bye. That's not going to hold me back from making a move. Why would it? If you have faith in the personnel that you're signing and you have faith in the personnel that you're drafting, you trade Kenny Clark to the best offer. I don't care if he's in the division or not in the division at this point. Does that ever bother you, Charlie, about, oh no, can't trade players within my division in any sport? Is that a thing for you or no?
If a team is going to give you a lot for a guy, no matter what that team is, I'm taking it. If it's the best offer, you know, they're... If you think you're getting the best of that offer, in the long run, it's hurting that team, in your opinion. You know, you're getting whatever you need for your team out of that. I don't think it matters.
Yeah, exactly right. No question about it. The question on Twitter was, what would it take for you to trade Kenny Clark if you were the Packers GM? 414-677-1250. Cornelius, one of our faithful guys from back in the day, tweets, top 50 pick, then get Chris Jenkins or first round guy. He said a top 50 pick. He didn't even include all the picks in 2025 everybody's throwing out there. I mean, heck yeah. I love Chris Jenkins, by the way. Big Chris Jenkins fan. Defensive tackle out of Michigan. Would love Chris Jenkins. Absolutely. Then we have the exact opposite after that. Brian, Kenny is a Packer for life. Why? 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 David Bakhtiari might be a Packer for life because nobody else may want to sign him. But it's not by choice. Kenny Clark is 28, y'all. He's going to continue to play whether the Packers sign him to a long-term deal or not. And the one thing that you don't know and I don't know is, where does Brian Gutekunst see all this money going towards the salary cap once he pays Jordan Love all this money? Not everybody is going to get paid. It's just not going to happen. Look at what happened with the Chargers. You had Justin Herbert, who's making, whew, a lot of money with salary cap numbers. You go look at his numbers. Because I thought when Harbaugh got there, Harbaugh started talking about J.J. McCarthy this, J.J. McCarthy that. I was like, you got to trade Justin Herbert? So I looked at the salary cap, he can't trade Justin Herbert for like 3 years. The numbers are stupid. There's no chance. He's stuck with them. But what did they do? Mike Williams, gone. Keenan Allen, gone. I bet you Charger fans thought Keenan Allen was a Charger for life. That would be my guess. That's what I would have thought. I wouldn't have thought Devontae Adams would have left the Packers. I thought he was going to be here forever. That happened. Can't fall into this whole, this guy is a Packer for life. In today's sports, nobody is anything for life. Free agency changed all of that. You know, back in the day, you would know, in baseball, you would know every infield and outfield for every team in the NL if you were an NL fan. And if you were an AL fan, you would know the same in the AL. Because you saw the same guys every year when you go to the ballpark and who you play against. And that's how rivalries were built. Because if there was bad blood, the majority of that roster was facing each other again the next year. Free agency changed all of that. Coming up next, Chad Ryder, NFL draft analyst for NFL.com. And we'll talk about his 7-round mock draft that he has up at NFL.com and see what he has the Packers doing. That's straight ahead here on Wisconsin Sports Daily on 1250 AM, The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.